Welcome to your five for the day. Several years ago, my wife and I lived in Botswana. Storytelling is loved by all there, especially in rural families, where newspapers, radios, and televisions are seldom seen. As a family, my boys loved to sit around a fire with their mother, while we both told and listened to stories. Here is one of my favorites. The snake squeezed himself slowly through the hole at the foot of the wall. Inside the little mud hut were some timid hens, which, sensing his coming, flapped around in distress. They should not have worried. The snake was not interested in them. All he wanted was one of those lovely eggs that lay in the corner. Opening his large mouth, he swallowed one egg whole, then slithered back up to the wall, squeezing himself slowly through the hole until the wall reached the bulge in his stomach. Gently he tapped himself to and fro against the wall until the eggshell inside his stomach burst open, and he was filled with the sensation of golden egg. What an easy way to get dinner! It was, but the family began to be suspicious. Every egg was important to them, and they began to notice fewer eggs each day. Careful investigation in the dust of the floor showed them it was not rats that were eating the eggs, but a snake, and they knew how to catch him. On the last day of his life, the snake returned to his lunchbox. Inside the hut this time, however, there was only one egg instead of the usual four or five. No matter. One was enough. He opened his jaws once more and swallowed the egg whole. Lovely, but different. A little heavier today than usual, but perhaps that meant more delicious yolk. He squeezed himself through the hole on his way out until he reached the bulge. He tapped his body against the wall, but nothing happened. He tried again and again, with increasing alarm and frustration, but with no success. That day, no golden egg filled his stomach. There was no crack in his tummy. But a crack on the head with a stick, when the family found him, brought his existence to an end. The egg in his stomach had been hard-boiled. The good book gives us a lesson to be learned from a story like this. Sooner or later, bad habits will be our undoing. The sin which so easily besets us, and which we seem so easily to get away with, will catch up with us one day. Though Satan may laugh when we do wrong, God frowns. He has appointed a day in which he will judge the world, and he has also appointed Jesus Christ to be that judge. But in the meantime, he is offering Jesus as the Saviour of all who turn to him in repentance and faith. But be assured of this, that though it may not be in this world that you'll get the crack of doom on your head, it may very well be in the next. The Bible tells us, "Be sure your sin will find you out."